When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What up, my friends? Welcome to another awesome episode of All Your Favorite Bands Suck, and I'm doing something today that I've never done before, and I don't know if I'll necessarily do it again, but I'm doing a band that is basically brand new to me. I've only been listening to them, I guess, maybe two weeks. I got into them digging into Tim Armstrong and his side project of 365 singles, which is called Tim Time Bomb, something like that. When you listen on Spotify, if you do a lot of listening on Spotify, when you listen to a single, it immediately just recommends something when it's over. And he was recommending all sorts of shit, and there was some stuff that I liked, but there was one song that I really liked in particular, a song called The Real Thing. And this song just lit me up and led me down a rabbit hole of getting into their music. And I found out that the singer, who has just a great freaking voice, she died 2 years ago. And when I saw that she had died and that they weren't going to be making any more music and that, you know, and I had just freshly gotten into their music, I was just kind of like, you know what? I'm doing a show for the Detroit Cobras. They are awesome. I'll give you the negative perspective on them if you want it. For some of their songs, occasionally, and in general, you could make this argument. They're not particularly original. They're doing a fabulous impression of like a 70s style blues rock. And it's incredible. I mean, it's just because, and it's like to listen to, they have one song in particular that I'm thinking of called Cha Cha Twist, which is, you know, if I play a clip and I may, it's going to seem just sort of like, well, that seems easy, but it's digging in deeper to them that you see that they're just consistently doing a thing, and occasionally that thing seems maybe just a little too familiar. On one level or another, but in general, their stuff is just consistent and awesome, well produced, really well sung, great lyrics, and I've just been getting into it like crazy. Here I'll play you the song that got me into them. Man, I just love this. If this kind of vibe is your thing, cause I wanna do the real thing. I wanna do the real thing. I wanna do the real thing. What a nice way to say I love you. I wanna do the real thing. I love it. I sent it to the girl I love. So from there, I just like went over to the record and I started checking out some stuff. And, you know, that Cha Cha Twist, like this, I'll play this for you a little bit. That's the song I was talking about. Familiar sounding. Some of the lyrics are just like repurposed and stuff. Like this. Yeah. So it's got some familiarity to it, but not everything is like this. And, you know, don't get scared off by those ones, because like these things are awesome. And I don't know exactly where to start. Like they have four records and an album of original recordings, like earlier material from before the really great albums that I'm going to get into with them. Some of the original recordings are kind of cool. Again, everything that they have is fairly like listenable and whatever, but the original recordings weren't my favorite. I do have some stuff that's marked there, and I will go over some of that. Their first album, Mink Rat or Rabbit, is equally awesome to the Baby record. And then they've got another album called Tide and Tune that came after Baby, and a more recent one called Life, Love, and Leaving. And I mean, I like most of these albums. I mean, honestly, there was multiple songs that I almost added today, and some that I did add today when I was listening to it. I was very proud of myself, guys. I went to the gym today. I've been planning to do that for a while, dedicated to, I'm going to go to the gym. I got a plan, Boone Mike Metzer's program, and I'm so excited that I did. I'm so proud of myself that I did. I got my membership, and I'm ready, and I'm going to do it again on Wednesday. Anyway, went to the gym, and I was listening to all this stuff. Well, I had started yesterday, but I'm listening to the rest of this stuff, and it's great, man. You know, I'd only had a chance to listen to everything once, you know, some things multiple times, because I was digging it, and I was sharing it with some people, because I really love the Detroit Cobras. They're they're awesome. It's so sad that the lady's gone, and there's not going to be any more, because it's great music. They also have a few singles that weren't released with the album, and they're good too. So I don't know how to recommend. I mean, I really love the newest album. I love the first album. What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? I don't know. I'm just going to recommend the newest album first, okay? Their newest album is Life, Love, and Leaving, and it's awesome. All but two of the 15 songs on this record I have saved. This was one of the ones where, and I almost added kind of all of them. But the opening track's awesome. Hey, Salone. It just all sounds like music that, like, Quentin Tarantino would edit a movie to. I hope Quentin Tarantino does get a hold of the Detroit Cobras and edit some movies to this shit. I love it. That's the opening track. I've been sharing it with my girl Julia, and she was like, wow, they're really consistent. Like, you know, like not, you know, sharing multiple tunes with somebody and them going, oh wow, like all of these are great. And there's so much more. I was just sharing like a little portion of them, some of the ones that I listened to multiple times, even though there was multiple that I was like, ooh, I'll listen to that again. You know, that's the rule with me. You know, generally I save it on my Spotify, and maybe sometimes I'm a little too liberal with it when it comes to this show, because like there's some things that I think are like borderline but like good, and I, you know, don't like my personal preferences to get in the way of like recommending something good. I've just enjoyed the hell out of being a Detroit Cobras fan for the past 2 weeks. It's awesome. Track three, Home in Your Heart, is great. I recommend that. Track four, Oh My Lover. Track five, Cry On, is great. Here's Cry On. In spite of all the wrong is done, I just cry on, I just cry on, but I still love him. Beautiful song. The lyrics are very consistent. The next track after Cry On is Stupidity is great. Bye Bye Baby's great. Boss with the Hot Sauce. I like Boss with the Hot Sauce. Here, I'll play some of that. I love her voice. It's like you just want to like hear all this shit playing at a wedding or whatever, and you'll have a really good time. Track after that, I'm Laughing At You's great. You Can't Miss Nothing That You Never Had's great. Right Around the Corner's great. Then there's a beautiful song called Let's Forget About the Past that I like a lot. But one of my favorite songs on this record, one of my favorite songs by them, so, as I've gotten into it, is this Shout Ba'ama Lama. Hey, down Alabama. It's very familiar, but it's original. Very consistent. Like, honestly, if any of this is resonating with you, you're going to be like, you're going to love them. And the last track on this record, This Old Heart, is great too.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I won't like do as many for the one because I'm gonna do all of them, because it's all great stuff. So I'm just gonna go to the first record now, and I'll go straight forward here because I would probably say Mink Rat or Rabbit and Baby are my next favorite. Tide and Tune is great too, though. They're all great. They're great records, all of them. But Mink Rat and or Rabbit in 1998 was their record, and I guess they re-released the Cha-Cha Twist multiple times. The Cha-Cha Twist was the opening track on this record as well. But track 2 and 3 are great too. I'll Keep Holding On. Putty in Your Hands. Here's Putty in Your Hands. Track 5's great, Bad Girl. 7, Midnight Blues. I love Midnight Blues. I just dig the vibe. I dig her voice. If you like those things, you're going to really like all this stuff. The track after that, You Know What to Do, is great. Also, I like Can't Do Without You. Can't do without you. Track after that, Hitting on Nothing, is great too. And then the last track on this record, Breakaway, is really cool. And like, this stuff is just consistent as hell. So like, you know, I'm playing you three or four songs from every record. They're all this good. And like the ones that like I didn't include, like this record has 13 tracks, and I got 9 of them that I saved. The other 4 are not dogs. They're not necessarily like as engaging for me or dynamic as some of these other ones that I'm playing you and I'm saying to listen to. But wonderful, wonderful music. It's all of it is. So then 2005, they released the album Baby. And this is the album that song The Real Thing comes from that I love so much. Now, this record has 20 tracks. And it's easier for me to count that there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tracks that I don't have saved. So 15 tracks from this record I love. The first 5, in fact, are Slipping Around, I Want to Holler, But the Town's Too Small. I really like that one, like the story there. Baby, Let Me Hold Your Hand, Weak Spot, and Everybody's Going Wild are all great. Here, I'll play Slipping Around. Sorry, I was getting into it. But yeah, that's the opening track on the record. It's a great one. Here, this is track 5, Everybody's Going Wild. So then 5 tracks later that are, for whatever reason, they're just not my favorite. You got The Real Thing, which I played you guys already. Love that song. Baby Help Me, which is great. Cha-Cha Twist, which I played you already, which is great. Yeah, 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 Looking for My Baby. Here, I'll play Yeah, Yeah, Yeah.
Very nice.
Baby, I'm right here, baby.
Screaming and I'm crying in the sleet and snow. Asking everybody, oh, I wonder where did my baby go.
They all vibe so hard, man. It's good stuff. I really love it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really good stories, love story shit going on and whatnot, and it's all really good. I've been vibing with it like crazy. So after Yeah Yeah Yeah, there's more just great stuff. My Baby Loves the Secret Agent, Heartbeat, You Don't Knock, Silver and Gold, When I Get Like This, 99 and a Half Just Won't Do, and Insane Asylum. All great stuff. I don't know what to play you guys. I'm going to go with You Don't Knock. This is You Don't Knock. I love that one. And this one's great too.
I don't want silver.
It's so vibey when I get like this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
99 and a half just won't do, and Insane Asylum's great too. Here, we'll play Insane Asylum before we get off this album. And the last track on the album, Baby. Obviously, there's a guest vocalist.
I said, please come back to me, darling. What in the world are you doing here? And then the little girl raised her head. Tears were streaming down from her eyes.
I'm just gonna let it go for a second. It's really cool. It's got a different vibe. There's a whole story. I love this hook, and it keeps intensifying as the song goes on. Some people have it halfway fair. It's a great line. Some people have it halfway fair. Some people have it halfway fair. It's really great. So just 2 years after that, they put out this record, Tied and True, and it is fucking also damn amazing. You know, there's 13 tracks on this record, and once again, three, four. There's only four that I don't have selected again. So nine tracks on this record that I think are awesome. The opening track, once again, their opening tracks on all their records are always really good. Here, As Long As I Have You. Tell me. Haven't I? I'm pretty impressed. As long as you have me? You're so sweet. Yeah. Great one. The next track, track two, Nothing But a Heartache, I really like. Is probably one of my favorites. They tend to have a lot of really good and dynamic changes. I love that hook. Say what you will about it, but it's very catchy. It's stuck in my head. Track three, If You Don't Think You Better Change, is great. Track four, Leave My Kitten Alone. I really love Leave My Kitten Alone. Leave My Kitten Alone, damn it. Meow. You hear that in the background? Meow. Meow. Great one, man. I love cutesy shit like that. And then, what is it? Track five here on this record is I Want to Know What's Going On. That one's a great one, too. Then I skip over Try Love, and I would say go to the next one, You'll Never Change. You'll Never Change is great. I would say like 70 to 80%. Sorry, I don't mean to. It's a pity and a shame. You. Like 70 to 80% of their stuff is like upbeat, up-tempo kind of stuff. And then like, you know, I guess 20 to 30% is, you know, kind of chill vibey songs like that, but it's wonderful. And then I skip to the end of the record here, and this is all great stuff. It's My Delight on a Monday and Green Light. Here, I'll play it. It's My Delight and Green Light. Here. I love you like I want you and kiss you like I need you. Sorry, I'm like into it. I really like this one. I love it's so nice listening to new bands, because like everything I've been presenting you guys with is like just bands that I've listened to for a long time. So some of the stuff is like a little bit laborious because I'm just like doing homework to like remind myself occasionally. And this song's called It's My Delight. It's my delight. It's my delight to do this when I can do something new. So if you have anything new that's awesome, write to me at jesseblaze@jessesnyder.com and tell me, recommend to me some awesome band that I should check out to do the show on. Because eventually I will run out of my favorite bands, even though the list goes on right now. Oh, it seems like I've got plenty. But it was great discovering the Detroit Cobras. I mean, like, seriously, like, so fucking cool. So I mean, I really, like, I'm somebody who loves great music. But, like, don't be sending me fucking bullshit. Don't be sending me your band. You know, I don't fucking care. You know, send me, like, you'll be like, oh, man. Send me the bands that you think are the greatest bands of all time. That's what I want to hear. Oh, by the way, we're not launched on Kickstarter for another like 30 days or something like that, but on Kickstarter, searchable now, and you can sign up for notifications, is Fucking For Our Future number one, this awesome book that I wrote with my buddy Dizzy Arnold. Well, he did the art and I wrote it, but we created it together. It's amazing. The covers are so beautiful, big boobies, and it's, but the story is hysterical and really doesn't have much to do with sex, and it's sort of my version of one of these mature reader comics. I've never seen anything really like it before. It's a lot of fun. If you're into comic books like me, want to check it out, go to Kickstarter, sign up for the notifications, and you'll rule my school. I love you. Let me wrap up this album, and then I'll give you the remaining pieces that I can find, the little crumbs of awesomeness here. So here's Green Light real quick to wrap up this album.
Catch a green light, yeah, yeah, yeah. Green light.
Detroit Cobras are awesome. You should listen to them.
All right, cool. So I opened the show up with their first album, their most recent album, Life, Love, and Leaving. So I gave you all that stuff, but I told you they released an original recordings record. Again, I said this is much weaker, but there's some great stuff on it. Village of Love, the opening track, is cool. Down in Louisiana, which is like maybe track 5 or 6, is great. I've Got a Feeling, Curly Haired Baby are all really great. And I mean, these ones, you know, took me out of my, you know, my slumber in terms of listening to them here. Let me see. I don't remember how good Village of Love was, but I do remember Down in Louisiana made me take note.
I love that little, don't be alone.
It's cool. It comes back around that. Don't be alarmed. She's got such a great voice. I feel like Village of Love is pretty great, too. It's the opening track on here, and I did like that one. The production, obviously, of these things is much less quality than their legit albums. These are like the original recordings that they pulled out of obscurity. But they're good. Sounds a little like Courtney Love. Yeah, it's a good one. A lot of these were kind of rough around the edges, but the ones I did select are really good. I've Got a Feeling's good too.
got a feeling things ain't going right. That I got a feeling things ain't going right. Well, this morning when I tried to unlock the door, something told me I wasn't living here anymore. I got a feeling things ain't going right. Yeah, I got a feeling things ain't going right. Well, before I left.
So I dig that one. A curly-haired baby's fun too. I'll just play it while I'm here. Just these four are my favorites from this. The rest of the records, it's not terrible. It's just a bit rough around the edges. And if you really like their material, like, you might like a lot of this. The rest of the record, I mean. But. And honestly, like, all the other records, you could listen to them straight through. You're not going to be, like, too pissed off about it.
I'm a curly-haired baby, but I sound just like gold.
So, I mean, it's very classic, so much of what they're doing, but, like, it's great. They're very good at it. They're consistent. She's got a great voice. They're a solid band. So the last thing that I want to add to the puzzle is the singles that they released, because all of the singles are pretty solid. 2015, they put out a single called Feel Good. I really like this one.
Feel good.
Feel good.
Feel good.
So I quite like that one. I like feeling good. I don't know about you. If you're out there and you like to feel good, say holla. The next one that they put out is called What More, and it's got two tracks on it, one of which I really like, What More. This is 2018.
Since you got me where you want me, pretty baby, what more do you want?
What more do you want?
Since you got me where you want me, pretty baby, what more do you want? I work hard every day, bring home all my pay. Baby, I'm your fool, I go by the golden rule. What more?
I like that one.
One more.
One more. It's just like, there's so much like part changes, like the part change dynamics are really awesome. I just enjoy the hell out of this. And then the last one that they put out in 2019, Stay Down and Lightning Bird. And I don't know, is that their last release? Because no, the album came out. Yeah, their last album is 2016. So really like these two singles were after that, and it's great. These two singles, Stay Down and Lightning Bird. Here, I'll play Lightning Bird first. It's got a different vibe, but I love his vocal performance. Should I let it go until when she starts singing? Okay, I'm going to let it go a couple more seconds.
Coming.
Come on.
Damn it, is there a solo before she sings?
This song's really cool. And then the first song here, Stay Down, is great. I love this stuff. My buddy had a project with a good friend, Ivy Levin, that had some similar vibes to it. Their whole aesthetic was that, like, she was Al Capone's girlfriend, and it had, like, you know, just some of this great 70s stuff. Their stuff was even better originally before it was reproduced into oblivion. But the originals just are so poppy and hard. And this stuff really is cool. It's badass, you know, blues rock music of high quality and great consistency. You know, if this is the type of stuff that you like I do, I mean, you're going to be really happy that you checked out the Detroit Cobras. I mean, they're just like, you know, they're your new favorite band. Anyway, I hope that you've come to understand why the Detroit Cobras should be your favorite band. And this is Jesse Blaze Snyder saying, it's not your fault that you have terrible taste in music and all your favorite bands suck is here to help you. You can join us every Monday night for a fresh and eclectic favorite band of the week. Plus, you can write to me at jesseblaze@jessesnyder.com. If you're a geek like me, please join me every Wednesday and Saturday for my Geek Culture podcast. I'd love to see you there if you are a geek. Coolest Geek Alive, where we explore the complexities of adapting rich geek culture source material into films and TV. You've been listening to All Your Favorite Bands Suck. Thank you for joining me. I love you and look forward to seeing you again on another fabulous episode of All Your Favorite Bands Fucking Suck, all right? Later. Check out the Detroit Cobras. We'll be right back.
listening to All Your Favorite Bands Suck with me, your host, Jesse Blaze Snyder. Don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe for more excellent music content from yours truly. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.